unit disbanded. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. That's what the Memphis police chief did to the Scorpion unit, which included the five police officers who were shown in a video beating Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. Meanwhile, protests over the fatal assault happening in Memphis, Tennessee, Saturday, after some nationwide protests became violent the night before. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports from Washington.
In Los Angeles, police fired what appeared to be tear gas in an effort to disperse an out-of-control crowd outside of the police department headquarters. Tyree Nichols grew up north of there, about 350 miles in Sacramento. He had relocated to Memphis in 2020. His family describes the 29-year-old as a joyful person, a loving son and father to a four-year-old boy. There is no indication that Nichols had any kind of criminal record. His mom called him near perfect.
Those police officers are slated to appear in court on February 17th. A shooting in Los Angeles, killing at least three people and injuring four others early Saturday morning. The incident happened outside a short-term rental home in the upscale Beverly Crest area. Sergeant Bruce Borihan with the LAPD describes the scene upon arrival.
When the officers arrived, they found five victims suffering from gunshot wounds. Three of those victims were pronounced dead at scene by the Los Angeles Fire Department. We can't confirm that those three dead victims were in a parked car in front of that residence.
No arrests have been made yet. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announcing plans to strengthen Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank following a pair of shootings that killed seven Israelis and wounded five others. The announcement comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to visit the Middle East next week. West Bank and East Jerusalem enduring one of its deadliest months in several years. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
U.S. forms might be undergoing changes regarding race and ethnicity. Fox's Ryan Schmelz explains.
The Biden administration proposing changes to forms for federal government surveys and the 2030 census. A federal register notice shows the changes would create a new checkbox for Middle Eastern or North African and a Hispanic or Latino box in a question related to race. Latinos have had issues in the past answering the question about race that doesn't provide the option for Hispanic or Latino as the government recognizes it only as an ethnicity. Arab Americans have long advocated for their own box, as it currently categorizes people with the nationality from Lebanon, Egypt, Iran, and others as white.
Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, is working to fight against anti-Semitism for the Biden administration. Fox's Ann Carrick has more.
Emhoff, visiting the former site of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp, said he was deeply moved by the solemn and sad visit, adding he would never forget the emotional visit Friday to the memorial and museum at the site in Poland. Friday was the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the camp in 1945. Emhoff is the first Jewish spouse of either a U.S. president or vice president. He's on a six-day tour of Poland and Germany meant to further the Biden administration's work combating anti-Semitism and to deepen ties with U.S. partners.
From hospital to jail for the driver of a car that plunged off a cliff in California.
Prosecutors in San Mateo County say Dharmesh Patel is booked on suspicion of attempted murder and child abuse without bail. He drove a car that plunged 250 feet off a cliff, injuring his two young kids and his wife. Patel was seriously injured, and rescuers say it was a miracle his family survived. The State Highway Patrol says that there was probable cause to believe it was an intentional act. Investigators have ruled out a mechanical problem.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.